From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chen. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination. According to a delegate count by the Associated Press, Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention, when he will be formally nominated. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, US President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his own words, rattled by Donald Trump. Mr. Obama had criticisms of his own for the Republican candidate. Trump has made a number of statements deemed controversial in international circles. The Chinese government is warning leaders of the Group of Seven countries to avoid worsening tensions that have arisen over conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea. Foreign Minister Wang Yi Thursday called on G7 nations to adopt what he called fair and impartial positions. An article in the official Xinhua news agency accuses the G7 of having ulterior motives in discussing maritime disputes. Pakistan is accusing the United States of scuttling its efforts to facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Pakistani Foreign Policy Chief Sartaj Aziz told a news conference in Islamabad Thursday that Mullah Mansur, the Taliban leader killed by a US drone strike, was not blocking the peace process. 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France on Thursday for a one-minute nationwide strike protesting a government labor reform proposal. The proposal would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers and weakens the power of labor unions. Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time this year. That follows a report that the oversupply of oil is easing in the United States. I'm Daniel Chen. That's the latest world news from VOA.